WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Netflix is increasing prices on some of its most popular plans. Let's get the details from Tom Lason, media analyst in Seattle. You can find him on Twitter or X at Tom Lason. Thank you for joining us, Tom. And if you want to keep that ad-free tier of Netflix, classic Netflix, it's $22.99 a month starting this week. Is this designed to push people into the ad-supported tiers?
Yeah, I think so. And you're going to see a reduction in the number of tiers and a slow march upward of pricing as competitors, and we've talked about this for a while, as competitors move out of this streaming business and decide that they can't lose money at the pace that they are anymore, and pricing has to become more rational. So yeah, you're getting up into $16-$23 for some of the higher tiers with Netflix. And I think you're going to see a reduction in some of the lower tiers, and there's going to be a consolidation there internally as well. So they've got pricing power, and you know, their subscriber growth up 9 million subs in the third quarter, 15 million expected next year. And that number, the total, 247 million still comes and goes a little with cord cutting. But, you know, some of the things they said they never do, the password sharing crackdown, advertising, sports, they continue to win and prove to be one of the rare cases where the early adopting pioneer goes on to be the success story. And for now, it looks like full speed ahead for Netflix.
Yeah, not too long ago, we were having conversations that talked about how Netflix was having the first mover problem. They were first out of the gate with streaming, but then there were all sorts of other competitors on the scene. And the one thing we didn't realize was that the ground shifted underneath the streaming space, that you went from rewarding subscriber growth to actually making money. And it turns out Netflix had all the pricing power after all.
Yeah, exactly. You know, some of the loss leader attempts to, you know, to throw something up against the wall and just get into the business because we've got to. That's the next step for any media company. We've got to stream. Well, there's some truth to that, but doing it profitably has really proven to be a challenge. You know, that old saying, content is king, continues to be true. And while it's true, price matters when it comes to content. So I'm kind of wondering, I can really kind of see two scenarios for content costs going forward, two competing ideas a little bit in my mind. And, you know, is consolidation going to drive prices down, or are we going to see that there's going to be an issue with prices going up after this SAG-AFTRA deal? Some of those contracts may increase the price of production and residuals. And even SAG-AFTRA reportedly, according to Netflix, even proposed a thing where they just wanted a per-subscriber nick, which is never going to fly. So this strike may go a while. It's provided a little cash flow support early on because they haven't had to buy so much content. But eventually, you know, the content issue and acquiring it at a price-effective level is going to continue to be an issue, I think, and that's going to be interesting to see how it is going forward.
When it's all said and done, we're talking about how you're exchanging broadcast dollars for digital dimes and streaming, and that maybe ad-supported streaming media with a subscriber fee could be a way to square that circle. But given the success of Suits on Netflix, I'm starting to imagine a world where after all, nearly $1 trillion has been spent on streaming and trying to reinvent the streaming model, that at the end of the day, Netflix is just going to become a 21st century version of TNT, where you get off-network dramas, maybe some original programming and sports.
Yeah, really, it will be a network. And I think consolidation will help drive some of that as well. And, you know, the other thing that's kind of coming off the flank here is user-generated content, particularly while, you know, content production has been slowed or stopped due to the strikes. There are some analysts who are saying that they see this a little bit of a shift being reflected in things like TikTok and Reels. To some degree, I see that a little bit as apples and oranges. But I think it also gestures at the fact that eventually there's going to be kind of your quick and easy thing to watch and the few things that you do pay for and now an increasingly premium price to pay for. And the number of those choices is going to go down. And I think it will be yet another network in a series of networks that you subscribe to. And I think that's where we circle back into the discussion we've had in the past about what role the MSOs play, what role the cable company providers. They still own the wire. Do they end up doing back-end billing and consolidation of your subscriptions? How does that look? I don't know. But you can see it starting to, some of it starting to take shape.
Tom Lason, media analyst in Seattle. Thank you.